们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
So prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上在会堂的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Friday evening service here in His chapel.
一起来唱赞美诗二十五首。
Let's sing hymn number 25.
我们再一次的同心跪下来祷告。
We'll now kneel down and pray together.
我们求神赐给我们他的智慧，他的聪明。
As ask our Lord to grant us His wisdom and understanding.
让我们在信仰生活上都能够做一个智慧人。
So that we can all learn to live as wise people in our faith.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace your beloved brothers and sisters.
在列王记上的第三章那边记载。
It is recorded in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3.
当所罗门王接续他的父亲大卫登基为王的时候。
Now when King Solomon succeeded his father David to the throne.
有一个晚上他做了一个梦。
He had a dream one night.
在梦中神向他显现。
And God appeared to him in that dream.
神对他说啊，你愿我赐给你什么，你可以求。
And God said to him, "Ask, what shall I give you?"
如果有一天呢，神也让也是这样向我们显现，也给我们这样的应许啊，不知道我们会求什么。
If God gave us this offer, I wonder what we will ask for him.
但是所罗门王啊。竟然没有向神来求财求富。
We can see that Solomon did not ask for greater wealth.
他也没有求延年益寿、荣华富贵。
He did not ask for more power and all the splendors of the world.
但却求要有一颗智慧的心呢、为的是能够管理神的百姓。
Rather, he asked for wisdom so that he.May be able to rule over God's people.
结果神喜悦他的要求，不但赐给他智慧，也把他所没有求的，这个长寿、富贵、荣华、地位等等，也都是他。
And God was very pleased with what he asked for, so he granted everything else that he could have asked for as well.
所罗门很聪明。
And King Solomon indeed was very wise and knowledgeable.
来看箴言呢。
Let's read the book of Proverbs.
箴言的二十七章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 11.
二十七章十一节，我儿，你要做智慧人，好叫我的心欢喜，使我可以回答那讥笑我的人。
My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me.
我们再看。第三章的十三到十五节。
Now let's look at chapter 3, verse 13 to 15.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，得智慧、得聪明的，这人变为有福。十四节。
14.
因为得智慧胜过得银子，其利益强如金晶。十五节。
15.
比珍珠宝贵，你一切所喜爱的。都不足与其比较。在这两段的经文里头不但提醒我们要成为有智慧的人。
These two passages that we read remind us to be wise, live as wise people.
也描述智慧它的宝贵。
It also records the preciousness of wisdom.
智慧所带给人的福气远超过金银宝石的价值。
And the blessings that comes with having wisdom is greater than the blessings that comes with wealth.
能够让人喜悦，能够讨神欢喜。
Wisdom can lead us to greater joy and allows us to be pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以我们以下，我们就从箴言里头来分享有关智慧的信息。
So let's.Discuss the message that Proverbs have regarding wisdom.
首先我们来想一想，说为什么要当智慧人
First, let's think about why do we need to live as wise people.
我们还是来看箴言哦，二十四章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的二十四章五节六节。
Proverbs 24 verse 5 and 6.
五节，智慧人大有能力，有知识的人力上加力。第六节。
6.
你去打仗要凭智谋，谋士多。谋士众多啊，人便得胜。好，在这里作者告诉我们了，以这个打仗做一个例子。
The author illustrated the example of wisdom by the illustration of a fight.
好，要赢得一场征战，当然了，必须要依靠不怕牺牲的士兵，还有精良的这些武器装备。
In order to win a fight, you need good weapons and strong-minded soldiers.
但是呢，能够有这个智慧的这个谋略来运用这些士兵跟精良的武器那更是得胜的因素。
But even more key aspect to having victory in the battle is the wisdom in the army strategy.
同样的。要得到成功的人生健康知识这个地位等等都是必要的条件。
And likewise for us to be able to succeed in health in knowledge and life in general we need wisdom.
但是怎么样有智慧的去运用我们的健康我们的知识以及我们的地位影响力那就更加重要了。
So it is very important on how we use our status, our knowledge, and all that we have by our wisdom.
这个也是为什么我们必须要做智慧人的原因呢。
This is the reason why we need to learn how to live wisely.
那也许我们会问，那到底什么是智慧？
You may ask, what is wisdom?
有人说我知道智慧就是知识。
Some people say, wisdom is knowledge.
因为一个拥有丰富知识的人他就是智慧人。
Because they think that people who are very knowledgeable will also be wise.
但这也不完全是的。
But it's not an absolute correlation.
很多时候知识是对事物客观的了解。
Because knowledge has to deal with understanding of our physical world.
但是智慧却是主观的怎么来使用这些知识。
Wisdom is having the mindset of knowing how to use the knowledge that we have.
所以有人说知识是死的资讯。
Some people say that knowledge is a dead message.
但是智慧却是活的。
But wisdom is something that's alive.
比如说这个炸药。
For example, if we take dynamite,
那知道这个炸药怎么制造，它的成分是什么，就是知识。
It takes knowledge to understand how to put together the chemicals that's used to create dynamite.
但是怎么运用这个炸药，来造福人类，比如说来这个开隧道啦，开矿啊，这个就需要有智慧。
But in order to know how to use dynamite for methods that are beneficial to humanity, you need to use wisdom. So you know that you should use it to blast tunnels or to mine for minerals.
而不是拿来当恐怖分子去伤害人。
And you not use it as a weapon of mass destruction.
所以知识跟智慧还是有差别。
So there's still a difference between knowledge and wisdom.
如果我们用错了知识。
If we misuse our knowledge,
那不但没有办法帮助人，反而会损伤人呢。
Then not only do we not benefit mankind, we end up harming people.
那要将我们的知识用对方向，这个就必须要靠智慧了。
In order to know how to correctly use our knowledge, we need wisdom.
这个在圣经里头比如说哥林多前书的八章一节。
If we look at First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
那边说知识叫人自高自大。
See, there it says that knowledge puffs up.
虽然人能够追求知识，
even though mankind can pursue after knowledge.
但是如果缺乏智慧来使用这个知识，知识就对人没有帮助了。
But there's no wisdom to, in order to use knowledge correctly, then there's no benefit to having this knowledge.
一个有知识却没有智慧，他的结局一定是可悲的。
A person with knowledge but no wisdom will have a bad outcome to their life.
所以西方人说不要把知识跟智慧混为一谈了。
So we cannot mix knowledge and wisdom, think that they're the same thing.
知识可以帮我们谋生，但是智慧却可以让我们不枉此生。知识可以帮我们过生活了，但是智慧会让我们这一辈子没有白活。
Knowledge can teach us how to live life, but wisdom can help ensure that we do not live in vain.
所以当我们在引导我们的儿女追求更高的知识的同时，
So while we seek to impart our children with greater knowledge,
也不要忘了要引导我们的儿女懂得向神来祈求智慧。
We also need to learn the know to seek for wisdom from God.
让我们的儿女将来的人生能够更加光明，方向能够更加的正确。
So that their future can be brighter and their path will be correct.
那或许有人会说，智慧，那智慧就是聪明呢。
Some people said that wisdom is knowledge.
Smart, 聪明智慧就是聪明嘛。
Now, if you're wise, then you're smart.
那我们一般人讲的这个聪明大部分都是指说反应快啦，很敏捷，很机灵等等。
When we describe somebody as wise, it might be that person is very nimble and thinks fast.On their feet.
或者是说他处理问题的时候他点子特别多所以他很聪明。
And they're very good problem solvers.
但是我们仔细来想，聪明跟智慧还是有差别。
But there's still a difference between smartness and wisdom.
聪明可能他懂得处理事情。
A person who is smart and mentally agile might be able to be good at solving problems.
但是智慧他是能够避开一些事情。
But wisdom can teach a person how to avoid these problems altogether.
聪明，他可以知道怎么赚钱。
Person who is mentally smart and agile will know how to make good money.
但是智慧的人，他知道怎么花钱。
But those who are wise will know how to spend them.
在人生的道路上，我们会面对很多得跟失之间的挣扎。
We will encounter many instances where we're given things and where things are taken away from us.
许多时候我们靠聪明而得着。
A lot of time we gain things through our smartness.
但是懂得施舍就必须要有智慧了。
But in order to know how to give away, then we need to have wisdom.
所以圣经告诉我们说，施比受更为有福
So the Bible said that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这个是智慧的人才做得到的。
Only a person who is wise will be able to truly say that.
聪明的人面对问题能解决问题。
Somebody who is smart and agile will know how to solve problems as they occur.
但是智慧的人他则是可以避开问题不用去面对问题。
A person who is wise not to avoid these problems altogether.
所以智慧跟这个聪明还是有区别。
So wisdom is still very different from smartness.
我们每个人我们需要有聪明。
We all need to be smart.
但是我们更是需要从神从上头来的智慧。
But what's more important is that we need to have the wisdom of God from above.
让我们的人生活得更加的和睦。
So that we can learn how to live more harmoniously.
让我们的人际关系更加的圆融。
So that we can improve our relationship with other people around us.
所以我们都必须要做智慧人。
So we all need to learn to live as wise people.
因为智慧它胜过聪明。
Because wisdom can triumph over smartness.
智慧它超越了知识。
And wisdom surpasses knowledge.
好，那一个聪明的人啊，到底呀，他有什么样的特征？
So, what is the characteristic of a person who is smart?
哦，箴言呐，哦，也有提出一些智慧人呐，哦，他所具备的一个特征哦。
Proverbs also mentioned the characteristics of people who are wise.
哦，那我们就来看看，智慧人有什么特征
？Let's look at the characteristics of people who are wise.
智慧人的第一个特征啊，就是他很听人家的劝诫。
The first characteristics of a wise person is that they are willing to listen to the corrections from other people.
那我们来看箴言的十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章十五节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章十五节，愚妄人所行的，在自己眼中看为正直，为智慧人肯听人的劝诫，劝教。在这里啊，告诉我们，这个箴言呢，所认为的智慧人第一个特征啊，就是他肯听人家的劝教。
So the first characteristics that we can see here that he who is wise will he counsel from others.
哦，他不会像愚昧人一样哦，觉得自己啊一定都是对的哦。
They will not be like foolish people who think that they are right all the time.
哦，他听得下别人的建议啊。
They're willing to listen to recommendations or corrections from others.
不但他听得下。
Not only are they willing to listen.
哦，并且啊，他是心存感激啊，哦，来领受那个劝导他的人。
They accept correction with joy.
哦，来看这个九章的八节，箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8.
九章的八节。
Chapter 9, verse 8.
八节，不要责备亵慢人，恐怕他恨你。要责备智慧人，他必爱你。智慧人跟这个亵慢人呐，对于人家的劝诫反应不一样。
Here we can see the vast difference in reaction between a wise person and a scoffer.
哦，这个智慧人呐，哦，对于别人的这个劝导劝诫，他欣然接受，而且他会爱你。
A wise person will love those who rebuke and correct them.
哦，那愚昧人就不一样了你劝他他反而恨你。
But a scoffer will repay correction with hate.
人生最不幸的就是自己陷入迷途还不自觉。
The saddest part about traveling on the roads of life, if you fall into quicksand, you don't even realize it.
认为自己所作所为都是正确，都是没有错误的。
You still think that everything that you do is still correct.
不肯接受别人家的指教。
And you refuse to receive messages or correction from others.
这样的人很难进步。
It is hard for people like that to improve themselves.
但是一个有智慧的人他却懂得怎么样用真诚谦卑的心情，良善和蔼的态度来接受别人的劝诫。
But a person who is wise will know how to receive other people's correction with joy.
当然了，他就能够得到更多的智慧了。
As a result, they will be able to gain even more wisdom.
犹太人他们这么说。
It's a Jewish saying that goes like this.
说人如果不征求意见，就贸然行事，事后一定会对自己的轻率感到惭愧。
He who failed to listen to advice will do as they wish.And suffer the consequences of it as a result.
所以一个真正有智慧的人，绝对不会自以为是。
A person who is wise will not think of himself higher than he ought.
他也不会墨守成规，更不会固执己见。
And they will not do things that turns out to be regrettable later.
当人善意的劝导他的时候，他必心中喜乐，默然的接受。
When a person corrects them, they will receive it.With joy.
所以就会越来越有智慧。
As a result, they will become even more wise.
所以一个有智慧的人，一定是一个肯听人家劝教的人。
So a person who is wise is someone who is willing to listen to the corrections that others give.
这是箴言给我们看到智慧的人第一个特征。
This is the first characteristic of a wise person that we can see here in Proverbs.
再来， 智慧人的第二个特征。
So let's examine the second characteristic of a wise person.
箴言的第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
十章的十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 14.
十四节说，智慧人积存知识，愚妄人的口数字败坏。这里告诉我们，这个智慧人的第二个特征就是他愿意积存知识。
This verse tells us that the second characteristic of a wise person is that they store up knowledge.
虽然刚刚我们分析过，知识跟智慧是不同的。
We have mentioned earlier that knowledge and wisdom are two different things.
但是智慧跟知识是有相辅相成、密切的关系。
But they still have a relationship with each other.
我们都知道，要有丰富的知识不是一天两天就办得到的。
We cannot build up all the knowledge that we need to have in a matter of days.
必须靠着一点一滴不断的积存起来的。
Rather, we need to store it up over time, a process that can take years.
所以一个有智慧的人他不会放弃任何得着知识的机会。
So people who are wise will not draw back from any opportunity to improve their knowledge.
换句话说，一个有智慧的人他是一个随时充实知识的人。
So, in other words, a wise person is somebody who is willing to learn at any point in their lives.
对现今的人们来说从我们离开学校，我们就很少继续学习了。
For people today, we might not be as willing to learn other things once we depart from school.
每天忙着工作，忙着应酬，忙着娱乐，很少会特别挪出时间自我进修。
We spend our time working and enjoying ourselves, but we don't take time to learn new things.
就算是看媒体、看报纸、看杂志，也都是消遣性的，不是知识性的。
Even if we watch the news or look at magazines, we do not really look at them to learn new things. Rather, we just look at it to see a sensational headlines.
都是那些什么八卦啦，那个小道消息哦。
We often just end up looking at sports and entertainment news.
对于我们的生活上的尝试也好，或者专业的知识也好，很难有帮助啊。
Stuff that do not really relate to our career and knowledge in general.
所以我们虽然已经离开学校，我们还是必须要不断的充实我们日常的知识、专业的知识。
So even after departing from school, we must constantly replenish our knowledge.
让我们做一个不被时代淘汰的人。
So that we will not become obsolete over time.
那对基督徒的我们来说，除了我们充实我们专业或者是生活上的一般知识。
For Christians today, we do not only improve our knowledge in our career or in life in general.
我们更要充实的是我们圣经上的知识，在信仰上的追求。
We need to further improve the knowledge we have of our Bible and our faith.
就如同我们离开学校之后很少在充实知识一样当我们受洗得着圣灵之后也很少再继续追求。
Just as people of this world would largely stop learning once they leave school, we often find ourselves not really pursuing spiritual knowledge once we are baptized and we have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们会发现说我们对圣经的了解大概还是停留在我们刚信耶稣不久那个时候而已。
And we find ourselves having only an elementary understanding of the Bible.
并没有随着我们信主的年日的增长，我们属灵的知识、圣经的知识也跟着成长。
And we fail to grow in the knowledge of God's word over time.
所以我们如果肯建立我们个人读经的习惯、查经的习惯。
So if we're willing to improve the habits of reading the Bible,
愿意拨出时间，参加教会的这个讲习会
，and take time to go to different church seminars.
哦，相信啊，哦，一定对于我们在圣经知识的累积上啊，哦，越来越丰富啊。
Then I believe that we'll be able to improve in the knowledge of the Bible.
哦，那当我们圣经上的知识越来越丰富的时候，哎，我们属灵的智慧也会相对的提升。
Once we become more knowledge in the Bible, then we'll become spiritually wiser people.
哦，所以在箴言告诉我们，一个智慧的人的第二个特征，就是他一定是一个愿意积存知识的人。
So the second characteristic of a wise person, as mentioned in Proverbs, is somebody who is constantly improving the knowledge.
哦，他一定不会自满自足，排斥学习。
They do not think themselves higher than they ought and look down upon learning.
哦，那第三个，箴言要告诉我们一个智慧人的特征啊。
So let's examine the third characteristic of a wise person.
我们来看箴言的二十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言二十九章，我们来看十一节。
Chapter 29, verse 11.
好，十一节说：愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。我们再看十六章的三十二节。
Let's look at Chapter 16, verse 32.
箴言十六章三十二节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.
三十二节，不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。哦，这两处的经文啊，告诉我们，哦，这个啊，智慧的人第三个特征啊，就是他能够克制自己的情绪。
These two verses mentioned that the third characteristic of a wise person is that they are able to control their feelings.
哦，人跟人相处之间，哦，很多时候啊，啊，因为不能够约束自己、克制自己啊，哦，遇到这个不顺心的事情啊，哦，或者是觉得受到委屈啊，哦，就会啊怒气冲天了。
There may be many instances in our lives when we come upon difficult times and we find it difficult to keep our emotions in check.
哦，甚至啊，做出一些糊涂事情来。
And in our anger, we might do things that we regret later.
哦，但是智慧的人啊，哦，却懂得自我反省。
But a person who is wise would know how to reflect upon themselves.
哦，他懂得按理智来行事。
And to do things logically.
哦，知道怎么样克制，怎么疏导自己的情绪。
They know how to be sensible and keep their emotions and desires in check.
哦，所以一个有智慧的人呢，必然有自我管理、自我克制的这个能力啊。
So a person who is wise will be able to have good self-control.
哦，懂得啊，不让情绪来操纵自己。
And they will not let themselves be run by the raw emotions alone.
哦，所以一个有智慧的人，一定是一个能够克制自己情绪的人。
So a person who is wise is able to control their own desires and emotions.
好，所以我们从箴言也看到一个智慧人他三个特征。
So we can see these three characteristics of a wise person in the book of Proverbs.
哦，愿意听人的劝教。
Someone who is willing to listen to the corrections of others.
哦，懂得积存知识。
Someone who understands to store knowledge.
哦，能够管理自己的情绪。
Someone who is able to keep their emotions in check.
哦，所以我们也盼望说，我们每一个基督徒啊，我们都拥有哦这个箴言所说的智慧人的三个特征。
And I hope that all of us will be able to have the characteristic of a wise person.
哦，那最后我们再来谈一谈，那要怎么样能够成为智慧的人？
Finally, let's discuss how do we become a wise person.
哦，我们从刚刚的分享里头，哦，知道啊，哦，做智慧人的重要，也知道智慧人的特征。
So from what we share, we understand the importance of wisdom and its characteristics.
那我们要怎么样才能够成为智慧的人呢？
So given that, how do we become wise people?
哦，在箴言里头也提供我们几点啊。
There are a couple of advices given in Proverbs.
哎，怎么样成为智慧的人哦？
On how to become wise people.
我们来看第一个。
Let's look at the first one.
来看箴言的九章第十节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
箴言的九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
诗节，敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。哦，在这里啊，箴言认为啊，神是智慧的源头啊。
Here, this verse reads that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
哦，所以啊，人要获得智慧的第一个方法，就是要有一颗真正敬畏神的心，还有具体的行动。
So the first way to gain wisdom is to learn to fear God.
哦，那什么叫做敬畏神？
How do we fear God?
哦，这个英文啊，哦，从英文的翻译啊，很容易让我们哦。就直接想到就是怕神，害怕神哦。
If we try to take a look at this, we might misunderstand that to fear God is to be afraid of Him.
哦，所以我们害怕他，哎，赶快拜拜他哦，平安无事，那就是敬畏神。
And so as a result, we only worship God because we're afraid of the punishment He might inflict upon us if we don't.
这个不是敬畏神哦。
That's not showing true fear of God.
真正的敬畏神啊。是以神作为我们生活的中心。
Fearing God involves making Him the center of our lives.
我们乐意的听从神的训诲、神的教导、神的引导。
We are willing to listen to His teachings and learn.
并且我们顺服、遵循神所有的要求。
And we submit to His will.
那在这样的一个顺服跟遵循当中啊，我们就能得着神所要赐给我们的智慧。
So if we're willing to obey Him and do what He asks of us, then we will be able to gain wisdom.
哦，当然，我们的遵循跟顺服，哦，并不是因为啊，我们怕被神处罚，哦，所以我们才遵循才顺服。
Of course, we do not obey and submit to Him out of fear of punishment alone.
中国人在这里所讲的敬畏，哈，很类似啊，我们啊对。为人子女对父母亲那个孝敬哦，那个孝顺啊的那种哦，这个感受啊。
This fear, as mentioned here, has to do more with having a pietal feeling toward our parents. It's something like that.
子女孝顺父母哦，主动的避免哦来冒犯父母，让父母伤心难过。
Children show respect to their parents in order that they do not do things that would offend and wrong them.
哦，是基于对父母亲的爱。
They show respect out of love.
哦，不是怕哈，不是害怕哈。
Not out of fear of them.
你为什么要听你爸妈的话？
Why do we listen to our parents?
因为我爱他们，我不希望他们失望，不希望他们难过。
It should be because that we love them and do not want to disappoint them.
而不是说啊，我如果不听我老爸的话，他会把我打死啊！哦，我老妈就不煮饭给我吃啊，我就要睡到马路上去了。
It should not be because if I do not obey, then I will be severely chastised and I will be kicked out of the house.
哦，我现在啊是在人屋檐下不得不低头啊。
And I'm obeying them out of necessity for myself.
哦，这个不是孝顺哦。
That's not true filial piety.
哦，所以同样的，我们对神的敬畏也是基于对神的爱。
So likewise, the fear that we have for God should be out of our love for Him.
而不是对神的怕。
And not because we are afraid of Him.
哦，所以敬畏神，听从神的训诲、教训、指引，遵循、顺从他的要求。
So we fear God and obey His commands.
是因为我们爱神。
It should be because we love Him.
好，那这样我们就自然能够得到神所赏赐智慧的基础啊。
And naturally, we will be able to receive the wisdom from God.
好，因为这样的一个敬畏，哦，能够提升人在心灵上、在行为上能够做准备。
And this wisdom will allow us to become more seasoned spiritually and in action.
哦，才愿意啊，哦，来接受、来听从神的教导跟引导。
So that we will be more willing to accept the teachings of God.
哦，所以一个啊，哦，这个不爱神、不敬畏神的人呢，不可能遵守神的教训的。
So a person who do not love or fear God will not be able to obey His commandments.
哦，就像一个不爱他父母亲的儿女啊，他也不可能听他父母亲的指导。
Just like how a person who do not love and show respect to their parents will not be able to obey their commands.
哦，所以一个真心敬畏神的基督徒啊，哦，就能够得着神所赏赐那个啊，避恶行善、爱人爱己的智慧。
So a person who fears God will be able to shun evil and love others as themselves.
哦，这是第一个哈，要成为智慧人的方法，就是要敬畏神。
This is the first method of how to gain wisdom.
哦，再来第二个。
Let's look at the second method.
要成为智慧人的方法。来看箴言的十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
十三章的二十节。
Verse 20.
十三章二十节
Chapter 13, verse 20.
与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。这里啊，箴言告诉我们，要成为智慧人的第二个方法，就是要跟智慧人在一起。
Here, Proverbs mentioned that the second method of becoming a wise person is to accompany people who are wise.
哎，中国的三字经说啊，习孟母择邻处啊，哦，也讲说啊，啊，近朱者赤，近墨者黑啊，哦，就像西方人所说的，同样羽毛的鸟在一起啊。
So it said that birds of the same feather will stick together.
哦，这个西班牙也有句话这么说啊。
And there is a Spanish saying as well.
说你告诉我，你同什么人来往？我便可以知道你是什么样的人。
I can tell who you are based on who you hang out with.
哦，的确哦，这个生活环境对人发生很大的影响。
So our living environment will greatly influence the type of people we are.
哦，每天啊，朝夕相处不断的这个朋友和同伴啊，哦，彼此之间啊，也会产生潜移默化的影响作用。
And the interactions that we have with other people will influence who we, the type of people we become.
哦，所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
So for all of us fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
哦，在我们的事业上，哦，或者是我们的社交、我们的应酬当中啊，哦，可能啊，我们会有很多非基督徒的朋友。
In our interactions with other people in our career or in our leisure, we'll probably interact with a lot of people who do not share our faith.
哦，这个是没有办法避免哦啊，并且也是必须必然的现象。
This is unavoidable and it's a must if we are to survive in this world.
哦，但是呢，哦，我们是不是啊，哦，在心里头啊，有一些哦比我们更虔诚、哦更爱主的这个基督徒的弟兄姐妹？
But do we have brothers and sisters who are even more zealous and more fervent than we are among our friends?
哦，我们在职场上，哦，在我们的这个事业当中啊，哦，我们跟这些没有信主的哦这些啊，客户也好，哦，同伴也好，哦，朝夕相处，受他们的影响。
When we hang out with other people who are not do not share our faith.And work or in play, we might end up becoming influenced by them.
哦，交换哦，这个彼此啊，哦，在事业上哦的这个工作的心得。
And as we share our life experiences together,
那同样的，我们有没有啊？哦，也有相同的在信仰上的这个同伴、同龄、同工啊，能够交换我们哦彼此在信仰上、在服事上的心得。
Do we have people of the same faith that we can share our experiences with God and our servitude too?
好，让我们能够彼此相助，能够同心祷告。
So that we can care for each other, pray for each other.
哦，让我们对神能够更加的认识，更加的敬畏。
So that we can become more knowledge and fearful God.
哦，如同啊，我们懂得哦，在我们事业上，在我们生活上选择好朋友一样。
It is just as important as the knowledge of choosing good friends in our lives.
我们也应当要懂得， 在属灵的这个同伴当中哦，选择好的这个同伴。
We also need to learn how to find good spiritual companions to go through life together.
因为跟智慧人同行，我们必得智慧。
Because if we associate ourselves with people who are wise, then we will also gain wisdom.
哦，跟这个倾心祷告神的人在一起啊，我们就能够更加的敬畏神，能够得神的智慧。
When we associate ourselves with godly people, we too will learn to become more spiritual.
哦，所以要怎么样当一个智慧人？
So how do we live as wise people?
好，多跟比我们更敬畏神、更追求信仰的人在一起。
We need to learn how to fear God and to associate ourselves with people who do likewise.
我们就能够得着更多的智慧。
Then we will be able to gain more wisdom.
好，那最后一个，怎么样当智慧人呢？
Let's look at the final method of how to become wise.
那我们看箴言的十九章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 19.
十九章的二十节。
Chapter 19, verse 20.
二十节，你要听劝教，受训诲，使你终究有智慧。哦，在这里箴言告诉我们，第三个成为智慧人的方法，就是要听劝教，受训诲。
This verse tells us that the third method to gain wisdom is to listen to the counsel and instruction of others.
哦，在这个箴言的十五章的三十二节那边也说啊。
It's also said in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32.
哦，说听从责备的却得智慧。
Now he who listens to rebuke will gain wisdom.
智慧啊，并不是我们与生俱来的。
Wisdom is not something that we are born with.
哦，一方面呢，要靠神赐给我们。
On one hand, it can be given to us by God.
那另一方面呢，也要靠别人的帮助跟引导。
And it can also be given to us.
哦，所以啊，哦，一个肯谦卑、听从别人劝告、接受长辈训诲的人，哦，也是我们得智慧的方法。
So listening to the instructions and counsel of others is another method of gaining wisdom.
哦，人非圣贤。人都会有失败跌倒的时候。
We will all encounter times when we stumble and fall.
哦，所以如果我们呢，愿意接受别人的劝告和训诲，悔改自己的错误啊，哎，终究啊，我们也能够成为有智慧的人。
So if we're willing to listen to the counsel of others and correct our wrongdoing, then we will become people who are wise.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Our beloved brothers and sisters，
我们想要成为智慧人吗？
Do we want to become people who are wise?
哦，箴言告诉我们三个方法。
Proverbs tell us three methods how to do so.
敬畏神。
Fear God.
与智慧的人同行。
To associate ourselves with those who are wise.
听劝诫，受训诲。
Listen to instructions and counsels of others.
我们就能够成为智慧的人了。
If we do those things, then we will become people who are wise.
哦，在我们人生里头啊，充满着许多的挑战跟陷阱。
There are a lot of challenges and traps within our lives.
也充满着许多的诱惑跟考验。
A lot of deceits and tests.
哦，成败祸福取决于我们是不是有智慧。
And these things will show whether we are wise or not.
哦，俗话说哦，哎，英雄难过美人关，美人难过金钱关。哦，我们。经常听到啊，就是在这个美色上哦，在这个金钱上失败的人。
We can see that many people fail in areas of wealth and sexuality.
哦，但是人生的这个陷阱也好，哦，挑战也好，不是只有美色跟金钱呢。
But these two areas are not the only areas in which we can stumble and fall in.
哦，邪恶、灰心，甚至懒惰。哦，都是有很多，都也是一种挑战跟陷阱。
Other types of challenges, including evil and peer pressure and laziness.
哦，成败祸福决定我们一念之间。
And whether we succeed or fail, it will determine of the final outcome of our lives.
哦，所以我们不但要有知识、有聪明啊。
So not only do we need to have smartness and knowledge.
我们更需要神赏赐我们智慧。
Even more so, need the wisdom from God.
哦，让我们不会被诱惑所迷惑。
So that we will not be deceived by evil.
哦，不会为考验而屈服啊。
so that we will not be overcome by trials.
好，能够活出更健康的品格，更喜乐的人生来。
That we can live out a healthy lifestyle.
要做智慧人。
So we must be people who are wise.
好，这是神对每一个基督徒的期许。
This is the expectation that God has for all of us Christians.
好，我们再来唱诗。
Let's conclude with a hymn.
144首。
144.
我们现在要来祷告。
We will now pray together.
我们为明天安息圣日的聚会来祷告。
Let's pray for the Sabbath service tomorrow.
好，也为从明天开始好到后天的这个YASC 就是青年灵修会来祷告。
Let's also pray for tomorrow and Sunday's young adult spiritual convocation.
好，也为身体欠安的弟兄姐妹求神怜悯医治。
Let's also pray for brothers and sisters who are currently lacking in help.
好，我们现在就一起同心归向来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.